AM 910 WJCW. About this time each week, we check in with the folks from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. And usually it is Bill Hall, and Bill Hall joins us this morning. Hey, Bill.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. It's so good to be back.
Yeah.
I think Larry did a great job, and I so appreciate him, you know, working with me on that so I can actually get a vacation every now and then. And I so appreciate his knowledge in real estate, too, because he does a really great job there. Well, here's the nutshell about real estate on a national level, and we're starting to see signs of it on a local level too. The say goodbye to the housing bull market. That was the headlines I saw recently. That was kind of clever, but say goodbye to the housing bull market, because things are starting to level downward, and in most of the markets on a national level, they've dropped a little bit, about 0.5% back to the levels that they were in 2012. We haven't seen a drop like that since 2012, actually. So does that mean we're going to go and get free houses and they're giving them away and nobody's going to buy them? No, that's not like that. Our prices are not going to change. Whatever they are now, they're pretty much set that way, and we'll continue to appreciate it probably at a very small rate, comparably speaking, to how the appreciation that we've seen since the whole two-year cycle that we've gone through. So
yep.
I don't expect the prices to fall back at all. I just don't know. There's different mixed views on that, but I think the prices are going to be somewhat stable. Now, they may go up 1% or down 1% or two, but for the most part, I think that we should expect that whatever the pricing is now should stay about that. And that's from everything that I'm seeing, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the good news is that new home sales in our area and on a national level have continued to increase. I mean, they had a great month last month, and they will continue to show signs, because we're undersupplied in new homes. And that will continue to be a popular item as we go forward. But as far as the demand, we're seeing that slightly reduced by the buyer activity going down. So that's going to impact that.
Well, if the buyer activity goes down, I mean, generally speaking, in that kind of an economic equilibrium, you would expect demand to begin to rise.
As the buyer activity goes down, we actually don't, Carl, we see the demand start to diminish, because the buyers are the only thing that fuel the sales. I mean, you know, all the homeowners in the world could put their homes on the market and we could have a record number of them, but if we don't have buyers to buy them, or the people are not really ready to buy yet, because now their affordability has been deferred by the increase in interest rates. Keep in mind, interest rates have doubled here in the last year. So that's a lot for somebody to digest, even though they're still historically low. I think 6% mortgage rates are fair and are not unreasonable. But the popular demand, the popular thought process as we continue to see the interest rates climb up, it takes the buying ability away from some buyers, others don't choose to get into that because they're afraid of that payment that is going to push them beyond what their comfort zone is. But if the prices don't go down and we don't see much fluctuation in interest rates, which I don't expect we will, then everything about like it is right now will be about like it is right now in the future. So we can actually get a glimpse of what the future is going to look like by seeing where we are right now, because we don't expect any major changes there. We are seeing some weakness, though, Carl, in the luxury market. So that's the first, and that's the first. Typically, when home sales start to level off and possibly go down slightly, the first place we see it is in the luxury market. When I say luxury market, I mean anything over $500,000. So we're seeing resistance there.
Why do you suppose that is, Bill?
Because they're the ones that are affected mostly by, or pay the closest, not affected, pay the closest attention to the interest rates and the payment structure, because their home purchases are so much larger. And keep in mind that about 92% of all the luxury homes that are sold are usually sold with some sort of financing. They're not cash like you think that these people go out and, you know, just pay cash for them, but they don't. They actually finance them. They believe in leveraging their money. And when interest rates are competitive with stock market returns, there's no more leverage there. So they just choose not to opt in at that point on the luxury homes. But you know, there's a lot going on right now. We're seeing a shift in the real estate market on a national level and on a local level. We're getting ready. Florida's, God bless them, and let's have our prayers for them, is getting ready to get hit by Ian, which is a Category 4 hurricane. That's about to be a Category 4 hurricane. And we're going to get some tail ends of that, too, along with our brothers and sisters in Georgia, South Carolina, and parts of North Carolina. So we're going to see some of that weather from that. But it's going to be pretty rough in Florida over the next couple of days. And
using Florida as an example and adding in California, are you finding that you're fielding, you and the folks at Premier Homes and Properties are fielding more requests from states that have climate challenges right now?
You know, that's a great question, Carl, but I would say that the majority of what's driving the migration here is more the cost of living in these other areas have gotten astronomically crazy. The politics in California have gotten absolutely crazy. The crime, and when I say crime, I mean gang crime in a lot of these metropolitan cities have gotten out of control and unmanageable, and people want a place of refuge. They want a place that they can raise their families and leave their wife, you know, or their children or their pets home and go to work and feel like they're going to come home to that safe comfort zone that is. I mean, so there's a lot that's going on in terms of other issues in the country that's fueling a lot of the migration towards places like East Tennessee. And I know that, you know, Larry talked about a survey that he had, say, in Johnson City was number 7 as far as wanting to move here. There's lots of those surveys out there that point in the direction that people are migrating to less congested, more country open space areas versus the condensed version of living in metropolitan areas in other parts of the country.
Yeah, and also the fact that our average altitude in the region here is around 1,800 feet above sea level, that makes things a lot more attractive when you're looking at facing down hurricane situations.
It does, and the fact that we're in the mountains buffers a lot of those weather patterns that don't ever even get to us. I mean, we watch a lot of weather patterns go around us because of our location, and I think that's a huge, huge part of it. The other good news is that, you know, the federal inflation, the federal fight on inflation is starting to show signs of working. Most of the sectors, their inflation levels are leveling off and going back to new norms. Now, building material costs, that being said, with housing and stuff like that, that's really not going to be affected too much, because what's happening is every time we have a natural storm, i.e. Ian, that's hitting, you know, the Florida coastline, or will be hitting the Florida coastline shortly, that's going to take building materials to recover from stuff like that. Every time we have a natural tragedy or storm, I mean, it takes building materials to do that, and not just on a national level, but we export a lot too, and so that has a lot to do with it as far as the future pricing and so forth goes. So I think it's, you know, we're faced with a lot of challenges, but nothing that has been any greater than we've been faced with in the past. That I assure you, that everything in the real estate market is going to be absolutely fine, because that market isn't driving the downturn, and it isn't driving, you know, these recessionary times.
Yeah, and in the era of 24/7 news cycle too, and a hair on fire sort of attitude, to have a calming voice available here in the real estate marketplace is a good thing.
Well, yeah, and so, then keep in mind too, Carl, we're getting ready to go into our seasonal slowdown anyway, and I really don't like to talk about that, because we do sell houses and real estate gets sold 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But traditionally in the fall, when we get towards the holiday time, people think less of selling and buying and more of, you know, preparation for the families and the gatherings that happen during that. And then they pick back up. Usually the second week in January, things start picking back up and we see a seasonal pickup. But right now we're seeing our typical seasonal slowdown on top of everything else that is impacting, you know, the economy of the real estate market.
Do you think some of the pent-up demand that has not been satisfied might sort of skew that tradition, at least this year?
No, I don't think it will, Carl. I think the sticker shock of the interest rates are holding back that pent-up demand, to be honest with you. I think that's really what's happening. I mean, although we do have plenty of people that still want to buy houses, they're still very much in the market right now. There's still plenty of people who have chose not to right now. And so where we had a lot, everybody on one side of the scale wanting to buy a house, now we have about a 50-50 deal where it's kind of balanced out a little bit. You know, and by the way, great news. I forgot to, forgot to say this. I'm meeting with Nancy and Bill, two of our listeners, and longtime listeners. They've been listening for years. Love them to death. Met with them several times in the past. Showed them property. We're getting ready to put their house on the market. I'll tell you more about it once we get that available for sale. But they have a wonderful home here in Johnson City. It's a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath house that'll be coming on the market soon. So, I think that all in all, more people are choosing to get back into a normal, try to swing at things, and if downsizing is in their plan, like it is with Nancy and Bill, then they're go ahead and making that move. And I think that's really a good move for folks to realize that, you know, when is it time to upsize and when is it time to downsize? And I think that has a lot to do with the real estate market in this area and everything that we look forward to that.
We look forward to the report of how Nancy and Bill go through their home selling situation, too.
Oh, I'll tell you about it next week. So don't forget to ask me about Nancy and Bill, because they're great friends of mine, and I look forward to working with them.
We'll do it. Bill Hall, the real estate guy, great neighbor here on National Good Neighbor Day today.
Yes.
Bill Hall with Premier Homes and Properties. It sponsors this portion of the program. How do folks get in touch with you, Bill?
Well, you first got to pick up the phone. You have to make that move, and that action takes your finger to do it, probably, or you can use Siri, can do it, too. But you just call 946-7575, or my office number is 423-530-7077, but the 423-946-7575 is the best number to get a hold of me. And if you have people out there that still want to, you know, that are in their market for buying or selling, give me a call so I can at least counsel them on where we are and where I see the future going in terms of their adventure.
Sounds good. Bill Hall, you take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.